Ender looked around when he was through with his meal. There were quite a few small conversations going on. Ender spotted Bonzo, who was now one of the oldest commanders. Rose the Nose had graduated. Petra was with a group in a far corner, and she didn't look at him once. Since most of the others stole glances at him from time to time, including the ones Petra was talking with, Ender was pretty sure she was deliberately avoiding his glance. That's the problem with winning right from the start, thought Ender. You lose friends. Give them a few weeks to get used to it. By the time I have my next battle, things will have calmed down in here. Karn Karby made a point of coming to greet Ender before the lunch period ended. It was again a gracious gesture, and unlike Dink, Karby did not seem wary. "Right now I'm in disgrace," he said frankly. "They won't believe me when I tell them you did things that nobody's ever seen before. So I hope you beat the snot out of the next army you fight, as a favor to me." "As a favor to you," Ender said, "and thanks for talking to me." "I think they're treating you pretty badly. Usually new commanders are cheered when they first join the mess. But then usually a new commander has had a few defeats under his belt before he first makes it in here. I only got in here a month ago. If anybody deserves a cheer, it's you. But that's life. Make him eat dust." "I'll try." Karn Karby left, and Ender mentally added him to his private list of people who also qualified as human beings. That night, Ender slept better than he had in a long time. Slept so well, in fact, that he didn't wake up until the lights came on. He woke up feeling good, jogged on out to take a shower, and did not notice the piece of paper on his floor until he came back and started dressing in his uniform. He only saw the paper because it moved in the wind as he snapped out the uniform to put it on. He picked up the paper and read it. Petra Arcanian, Phoenix Army, 0700. It was his old army, the one he had left less than 4 weeks before, and he knew their formations backward and forward. Partly because of Ender's influence, they were the most flexible of armies, responding relatively quickly to new situations. Phoenix Army would be the best able to cope with Ender's fluid, unpatterned attack. The teachers were determined to make life interesting for him. 0700, said the paper, and it was already 0630. Some of his boys might already be heading for breakfast. Ender tossed his uniform aside, grabbed his flash suit, and in a moment stood in the doorway of his army's barracks. "Gentlemen, I hope you learned something yesterday, because today we're doing it again." It took a moment for them to realize that he meant a battle, not a practice. It had to be a mistake, they said. Nobody ever had battles 2 days in a row. He handed the paper to Fly Molo, the leader of Atun, who immediately shouted, "Flash suits!" and started changing clothes. "Why didn't you tell us earlier?" demanded Hot Soup. Hot had a way of asking Ender questions that nobody else dared ask. "I thought you needed a shower," Ender said. "Yesterday, Rabbit Army claimed we only won because the stink knocked them out." The soldiers who heard him laughed. "Didn't find the paper till you got back from the showers, right?" Ender looked for the source of the voice. It was Bean, already in his flash suit, looking insolent. "Time to repay old humiliations, is that it, Bean?" "Of course," Ender said contemptuously. "I'm not as close to the floor as you are." More laughter. Bean flushed with anger. "It's plain we can't count on old ways of doing things," Ender said, "so you'd better plan on battles any time, and often. I can't pretend I like the way they're screwing around with us, but I do like one thing, that I've got an army that can handle it." After that, if he had asked them to follow him to the moon without spacesuits, they would have done it. Petra was not Karn Karby. She had more flexible patterns and responded much more quickly to Ender's darting, improvised, unpredictable attack. As a result, Ender had 3 boys flashed and 9 disabled at the end of the battle. Petra was not gracious about bowing over his hand at the end, either. The anger in her eyes seemed to say, "I was your friend, and you humiliate me like this." Ender pretended not to notice her fury. He figured that after a few more battles, she'd realize that, in fact, she had scored more hits against him than he expected anyone ever would again. And he was still learning from her. In practice today, he would teach his toon leaders how to counter the tricks Petra had played on them. Soon they would be friends again. He hoped. At the end of the week, Dragon Army had fought 7 battles in 7 days. The score stood 7 wins and 0 losses. Ender had never had more losses than in the battle with Phoenix Army, and in 2 battles he had suffered not one soldier, frozen or disabled. No one believed anymore that it was a fluke that put him first in the standings. He had beaten top armies by unheard-of margins. It was no longer possible for the other commanders to ignore him. A few of them sat with him at every meal, carefully trying to learn from him how he had defeated his most recent opponents. He told them freely, confident that few of them would know how to train their soldiers and their toon leaders to duplicate what his could do. And while Ender talked with a few commanders, much larger groups gathered around the opponents Ender had defeated, trying to find out how Ender might be beaten. There were many, too, who hated him. Hated him for being young, for being excellent, for having made their victories look paltry and weak. Ender saw it first in their faces when he passed them in the corridors. Then he began to notice that some boys would get up in a group and move to another table if he sat near them in the commander's mess, and there began to be elbows that accidentally jostled him in the game room, feet that got entangled with his when he walked into and out of the gym, spittle and wads of wet paper that struck him from behind as he jogged through the corridors. They couldn't beat him in the battle room and knew it, so instead they would attack him where it was safe, where he was not a giant but just a little boy. Ender despised them, but secretly, so secretly that he didn't even know it himself, he feared them. It was just such little torments that Peter had always used, and Ender was beginning to feel far too much at home.